different in the offense with Derek at quarterback?
Well, I'm expecting him to go out there and be able to run the offense, convert on third downs, make sound decisions in the passing game, in the running game, with the check with me's, with the mic points, be accurate. But that's, you know, that's what was expected of Brady as well. So it's not much different.
Brian, I know Derek always talks about how you guys do the self-analysis on the coaching part. Mm-hmm. After three games, what do you see when you analyze how you're doing, especially play calling?
Not good enough. Ain't even close to good enough. We score one touchdown. So I'm not going to be in the business of making excuses. I think we all need to do better. The execution needs to be better. The two things that I continue to stress to the players is turning the football over. You had no chance. And third down conversions. And we got to start with those two things. You sit back and you study the film, you know, however long you want to stay here in terms of what they do on second and 1-2, what they do on second and 3-6. And you formulate tendencies as to what they've done in their previous two games, their previous four games in the preseason. In this case, we have the seven games on them plus the game we had on the Jets, so it's eight games. You're really trying to identify, you know, the defensive coordinator's tendency. And then throughout the game, sometimes that switches, and you have to switch with it. So, you know, there's a lot of calls that I've been very happy with, and there's some calls that you wish you have back, but you don't stop the preparation. You just keep on studying it. You keep on analyzing it. You say, how can I improve? How can I improve? You start with you. That's what you do. You don't look on, you know, anybody else, and you go from there.
Talk about third down so much. I'm just curious, when you go back and look at the third down plays, mm-hmm. like from a play caller perspective, sure. You say, all right, this was the right call here, or do you say, you know, really, this was a call I should have made in this spot because it might have worked, or how does that go?
No, When you're preparing for the game on third down or first and second down, red zone, 2 minute, whatever it may be, you come up with plays that, you know, say they're a split safety team, but once in a while they play post safety. You try to have answers on every play for it. There's sometimes where they play something completely different that you haven't prepared for, and then that falls back on the 11 guys that are out there to make sure that they make the right decision based on maybe a look we haven't seen or haven't talked about.
What do you think? Without talking about any specific plays, Brian, what do you sure. think philosophically that maybe you as a play caller could do better?
Well, philosophically, the approach that we have on offense is one, it's just overall as a unit, myself, the players included, is the first thing we got to protect the football. The second thing, we have to execute. And the third thing, we have to play physical. And sometimes that doesn't happen on every play, and there's certain plays, like I said, Jeff, that, you know, maybe you call a pass and you got cover two, and damn, you wish you had cover three, and you say, should have had that one back, should have went to a run on that play, should have had it with a check with me, but you're constantly self-evaluating yourself to make sure that you're doing the best job that you can do, and that's what we're going to continue to do.
How do you get a quarterback to cut down on interceptions?
Well, when you're looking at interceptions, I think it has a lot of times it's not just the quarterback. It's the route depth. It's the protection for the back. It's the protection for the lineman. You make sure that he really understands the coverages, where to go with the football, where not to go with the football, when not to hold it too long, when to just go ahead and take the sack. So you just constantly, you're talking about with the quarterback every day.
There's so much movement with the quarterbacks that the run game has kind of been, I'm not saying I've been pushed away by you, but it seems like the run game hasn't been able to get a rhythm at this point in time.
Well, early on the game, you know, we run the football, and then we get down. And I think the score and the situation a little bit determines what your calls are based on where you are in the game. You know, down 20-0 or 27-3, you got to start letting it fly a little bit. Early on in the game, the Minnesota game, we were running it. We were running it against Baltimore, and Baltimore had us on a couple of negative plays. We also got a couple runs on them too, and they're pretty good defensive front team. So I think score, situation, dictate how you're calling the game.
Has that been frustrating thing for you, though, that because of the score, maybe you haven't been able to get the run game going the way you'd like?
Well, I'm not pleased with any of it right now. You know, you have a couple good plays here or there, and then you fall back. The one thing that I am pleased with is the attitude of the players. A long season, 0-3, that's where we're at. And they go out there with a sense of purpose, and they were focused this week. And there's no name point or anything like that. We're sticking together, and we're going to do everything we can, give everything we got to get us out of this thing.
You had a lot of success in the preseason with the screen game, mm-hmm. using screens and things like that. Is that something that defenses are looking at, or is that another thing that's kind of been played out because of the scores of the games that you've been at?
Well, I'm sure defenses are looking at all of it. With, I don't know, we ran about 6 or 7 screens last week. But I'm sure they're looking at the inside, the outside, and you know, based on the defensive front and the package that you get, screens work a little bit better versus other teams than other ones. But we ran a bunch of them last week.
You hear it a lot, Brian. People will say, and it probably is true to a certain extent, that offensive coordinators tend to fall in love with a big arm. And DA has the biggest arm in town, as far as everybody can tell. Is that part of it? Do you fall in love, so to speak, with DA's big arm?
I'm not in love with DA's big arm, or I'm not. I don't know if that answered your question, but no, I understand what you're asking totally. I think that why DA was named the starter this week is because we feel he gives us the best chance to win, and the kid has been. He's met with me a long time this week, and with Carl and everything. But we've met quite a bit together, late nights these last couple of days, and he's really excited about his opportunity, and he should be, and he's doing everything he can to go out there and make sure that he's on top of all his stuff.
The 51-45 game was so electric and so unexpected that you can't help but think about it since he had such a big part of it. How are you plugging into that 51-45 game as it relates to him?
You know, I'm not really. I'm kind of more focused on, you know, seeing what they did against Denver and seeing what they did against Pittsburgh. And they have a pretty good defense. I went back and I studied it. I think they had Pittsburgh and Denver had 10 first downs in the second half. And the focus that we've been on is, you know, what are they doing with Zimmer? How are they playing this year? What can we do to try to take advantage of it? You know, you have to make the right decisions out there. That's the number one thing. You got to get in, make the right decisions, and deliver the ball on time and in an accurate fashion.
Defense, are they showing more pressure, or are they? Would you put them in the same pressure? Would you put them in the same as like Baltimore pressure-wise?
I think they pressure a little bit less than Baltimore. They do it. They do not do it. They'll come after you. They have some good rushers out there, but they really do a good job with their front four generating some pressure. And when they blitz, they usually get home. So you have to be on your P's and Q's in terms of when for the backs, the protection that you're going to get, and the looks you're going to get. You got to be up on it.
You hadn't seen or cover two or not cover three or
sure.
Whatever. Shouldn't the offense be dictating defense?
Well, I think it goes hand in hand. I think you have your plays offensively that you have particular reads on. I think you have to game plan for what they do defensively, too, to understand what their strengths and weaknesses are.
Can you talk a little bit about Braylon Edwards? I mean, it seems like, obviously, if you're going to get this thing going, you need to get your star receiver involved, and he and DA have to be hooking up. But it seems like, you know, after games, we're always talking about there was a miscommunication between, you know, Braylon and Brady on this interception and all this kind of stuff. A lot of passes intended for Braylon, or many of the interceptions were intended for Braylon. So my question is, can a guy like Braylon, do you have to let him find creative ways to get open, even if he's not going to run the exact precise route he was supposed to? And is it up to, like, DA or Brady to kind of adjust to him a little bit and find him? Or does he have to be really precise to make this thing work?
Well, yeah, we're looking for precision from Braylon and from all the guys, not just Braylon or the quarterbacks, but the line with your hand placement in the backs. And I think that you have to work on that on a daily basis. You guys are out there early during our route period and stuff, and that's just something that we constantly work on is the precision, the timing. If you're going to be 18 yards on the inside edge of numbers, we're going to be at 18 yards. If we're going to be stacked on a receiver 35 yards down the field, we're going to try to give ourselves 4 yards room to make sure that there's an accurate throw. And there's things that Braylon does really well, There's things that DA does well, and there's things that, you know, we can always improve on.
Precise enough routes for your to your liking.
Yeah, Braylon, I think, has done a pretty good job, but none of it's good enough. I'm not saying Braylon, myself. It's not good enough when you're not producing, and producing the way that we've produced. You can't make excuses about it. It's not good enough. No one's good enough.
The first year offensive play calling, anyway. Mm-hmm. Do you think that you might be less aggressive than you would be if you've been doing it for, you know, 5, 8 years, whatever?
No, I think that, you know, Jeff, you go and, like I said, you're here and you're preparing and you're trying to put the team in the best position to be successful, and you're practicing the plays that you think are going to work for Sunday. And I don't think that would change from year 1 to year 10. I'd be doing the same thing, is making sure that I'm trying to give everything I got to put us in the best position.
So you think you know, if this was your 8th year, you'd be calling the same play Sunday that you would be this as a first year guy?
I don't know. I can't answer that question. I don't know. 8 years from now, I'm sorry, I can't.
This is your 8th year. I'm saying you would be doing the same. You'd be doing the same thing.
I don't know. It's not my 8th year. It's my first year. So does that make sense? I'm sorry.
Josh Cribbs is averaging 4 yards a reception. I was wondering if that was more a reflection on the assignments that he's, you know, getting, or it's a reflection on maybe his or your discomfort with him maybe running longer routes, or what do you think it's a reflection of altogether?
I think the routes that he's been asked to run, you know, whether it's the unders or short little passes, are the ones that he's run. Now, he's run some deeper ones, too, where he hasn't got the ball. If you remember, I know it was in the preseason, though, he ran that in cut that I think Derek threw to him on the left-hand side. It was a penalty there. But he's run some deeper routes, too, and he does run some shorter routes, and the one he's got the ball on have been the shorter routes.
You would want this to go better, obviously. What's your level of optimism, and what evidence have you seen that it can get better soon?
Well, I think the attitude of the guys, you know, you come in after a loss, and it really, you lose, like we lost last week, or you lose by one. A loss is a loss, and you put so much effort into it during the week that when you lose, it's disappointing. And you know, some you have some sleepless nights there, and you try everything you can do to get better. And the guys' attitude has been really good. You know, they've been frustrated when we come in and we have a loss, and they're disappointed just like everybody else is. But as we move on to the next following week, they have a good attitude. They go out there at practice and they work extremely hard. They ask good questions. They're not down on one another. They're supporting each other. So, you know, our focus is on working and getting better. And it's a standard question, a standard answer, but that's what we focus on every day. Make sure we understand what they're doing. Make sure we understand what we're doing. Stick together and keep on improving the techniques that we need to improve.
As a play caller, have you found a comfort level for you yet? I know you've had, you know, 3 games with the scores that have been different. You've kind of been behind in the second half. But have you found a comfort level of what you want to do as a play caller?
Well, we know what we want to do going into the game. And, like, again, situations, circumstances dictate it. And, you know, a comfort level, I wouldn't say a comfort level. I'd say it's just not good enough. That's the bottom line. It's not good enough right now, and it needs to be better, and we're doing everything we can to make it better.
I don't know how much TV you watch, but, you know,
you
guys are getting killed on ESPN, and guys are taking shots at you as the play caller and your system and stuff. How do you, as 3 weeks into this job, handle it?
I just work. I just work, do my very best. I understand what needs to be done. You keep on studying, analyzing, putting the best plays out there that you can put out there, and you don't concern yourself with the outside circumstances. You worry about what you can do to help your players be better for that week.